and welcome to the Cairns Writes podcast, home of science fiction, fantasy, and horror author Michael Cairns, me. If you like what you hear today, you can find more at cairnswrites.com and download free sci-fi novella, Childhood Dreams. Mindmeld is lonely. He's been lonely a long time, but a chance meeting with a would-be criminal might be the very thing he needs. Lonely, a superhero short story. He'd been here so many times before, the view was becoming boring. Not that he could tell anyone, of course. Him saying the view of London from a mile up was boring was like some rich Hollywood actor complaining about how tough their life was. He'd tried it, though, a while ago. She'd been nice and not seemed bothered by who he was. She could, or so she said, look past the perfect muscle tone and chiselled jaw to the man beneath. That was when he said being able to fly wasn't all that. It explained about the loneliness and the isolation, the feeling of separation that he could never quite escape. The moment her lip curled, he knew she wasn't looking past anything. She laughed and told him to get over himself. By the end of the night, they'd got all over one another, but he knew from the way she moaned she was only there for the perfect muscle tone and chiselled jawline. So he kept his mouth shut now and did his patrol, same as always. England was quiet today. It was never quiet, not how most people thought. He could hear the thoughts of millions of people, but they were, for the most part, dull and soft, focused on food and cars and women and children and jobs and all the other things he craved up here, where the air was skinnier than a supermodel and his loneliness was at its worst. But there were few thoughts of wrongdoing. He caught a glimpse of a man preparing to knock over a shop. He had no weapons and had convinced himself that just threatening to attack the man behind the counter would guarantee him the money and the till. It was so old-fashioned and quaint, Mindmeld was tempted to go and get involved. He took a deep breath and did one last sweep of the country. Nothing more serious was occurring. It was a typical Tuesday morning, dull and empty. So he kicked his feet up to space and plummeted back to Earth, leaving behind the barren skies. He broke the sound barrier on the way down, but slowed before he got too near the ground. They'd told him off for that, back just after the Second World War. Apparently it sounded like bombs, and all the poor bastards who'd suffered the Blitz freaked out every time he boomed over London. The war had been good for him. Plenty of people to talk to, people who did look past the obvious and found the real him. Of course, as soon as the bombs stopped dropping, they sent him off to help with the work in Germany. And by the time he returned, no one wanted to speak to him anymore. No change, really, from the rest of his life. He could feel his mouth twisting into a sneer and caught it. His publicist had told him in no uncertain terms that he absolutely could not be seen sneering. People struggled enough with a superhero who could read minds. There was, apparently, nothing creepier. He'd tried to explain, on live TV no less, that he didn't get the fine detail. He tried to point out that there were 65 million people in Britain alone, and he couldn't turn them off or change the channel, so the idea of eavesdropping on one particular person was ludicrous. Apparently, they hadn't believed him. Apparently, that was what they were expecting him to say. He carefully rearranged his features as he touched down on the street. He was in North London, one of the pretty places up on a hill, Harrow or Muswell Hill, somewhere like that. The corner shop sat before him and, hovering outside like an expectant father with a wasp in his pants, was the suspect. Mindmeld, demonstrating an impressive level of self-deception, tuned into the perp, picking his thoughts out of the mass that threatened to send him mad on a daily basis. Do it. I ain't got no choice. What about Mum? What if I get caught? Don't matter. Not like there's anything out here. What about Mum? Screw Mum. She ain't there for me. I ain't doing come down. I ain't doing come down. I ain't doing come down. Mindmeld tuned back out, groaning and rubbing his head. This was the truth of it. Why would he ever choose to eavesdrop when people's thoughts were so mundane and so depressing? There was nothing cheerful about this man at all. He was a drug addict in desperate need of his next fix. He was stupid enough to be attempting a robbery with absolutely no leverage and, as was the case with most druggies, he looked terrible, like he couldn't box his way out of a paper bag. Mindmel cleared his throat, making the perp leap about 10 feet into the air. When he spun around and saw who was waiting for him, he burst into tears. "Oh, you're kidding me," said Mindmel. "You're really going to try and rob this place?"
I...
The perp's chest hitched and snot dribbled from both nostrils. Mindmel, in a rare fit of compassion for the race he was still only nominally part of, put one colossal arm around the would-be thief and led him to a bench beside the road. He sat him down and twisted to face him. The bench creaked. "I'm not here to arrest you. Now tell me, what's wrong?" He knew what was wrong, of course, but sometimes it helped to talk these things out. That's what his counsellor had said. It hadn't helped him. He was just as lonely as he'd ever been, and the annoying man behind the wooden desk had gone and sold his story to a publishing company, then retired on the profits. Mindmel had found some small satisfaction at the bastard's screams when dangled upside down across the entire Atlantic, but it was far too late by then. He took a deep breath and snorted the snot back into his nostrils. Mindmel swallowed and longed for the emptiness above.
"I need a fix, man."
"What are you on?"
"Crack. Man, I don't want to be. It just happened."
"Right. What do you think's going to happen if you go in there and ask for the money?"
"He's got to give it to me. He's got to, man. I need it."
"I understand that, but he could eat you for breakfast. Have you ever been inside that shop? The guy behind the counter's about 6'2 and built like a fridge. He'd knock you over. If you want to be successful with this sort of thing, you need leverage."
"Leverage?
Like a weapon. Or these days, some kind of social media blackmail. Or maybe kidnap his daughter, that works sometimes."
"Sometimes?"
"Well, sometimes I get there in time and sort it out. But the world's a big place and some daughters deserve to be kidnapped." Mindmel blinked and blushed, hearing the words only as they left his mouth. He was being far too honest. This was something else his publicist had warned him about. He was full disclosure all the time, apparently, which wasn't a good thing. The perp was staring at him, forehead furrowed.
"Are you telling me how to commit a crime?"
"Nope, absolutely not. I'm just explaining to you why this one won't work."
"You're Mindmel, right?"
Yeah. The perp nodded, frown still well in place.
"I read your book."
"My book?"
"You know, the one by that shrink."
"Oh, that's not my book. I had nothing to do with that."
"But it's true, right?"
"Some of it."
"How can you be lonely? I mean, you must get all the chicks, right?"
"Having chicks doesn't stop you being lonely."
"You know why I started doing crack?"
Mindmel sighed inwardly and shook his head. Why had he come here?
"Lucinda."
"Lucinda?" he asked, not sure he wanted to know the answer.
"My girl."
Fresh tears sprung up and crept their guilty way down his cheeks. Mindmel sat on his hands to stop himself slapping him round the face and telling him to get a grip.
"She was my girl. We were so good together. Now..."
He started bawling, covering his face. Mindmel bit his lip. His scorn hovered just below the surface. But something else was trying to burrow its way through, and before he could stop it, the words burst free of his lips. "What's it like?" The perp's shoulders slowed their shaking until he raised his head and fixed Mindmel with red eyes.
"What's what like?"
"You know, having someone who really cares about you." The perp's face changed like someone flipping a switch. It took Mindmel a few seconds to recognise sympathy. It wasn't something he saw often, not in the mirror or anywhere else.
"Oh man, really?"
the perp asked.
"Surely you've had someone."
Mindmel bit his lip again and shook his head. There had been this girl back in the 19th century, but she had died of consumption before they got further than holding hands. And, although he'd done everything he could to leave her mind alone, he was still fairly confident she was there for the chiseled jaw as much as anything else. Not that he had any proof, but he thought she was.
It's amazing, man, like nothing else. Like, you wake up in the morning, and if you're really, you're lucky, you forget she's there. And then you roll over and there she is, and you get that buzz all over again. It's like, you're properly safe, you know? All of you is safe.
I'm never safe.
I can imagine, man, jeez. It'll be doubly amazing for you, because, like, she'd keep you safe.
Mind Mel shook his head. This guy clearly had no idea what being a superhero was like. The perp chuckled.
I'm not dumb, man. I don't mean like that. I mean your heart. She'd keep your heart safe.
A lump formed in Mind Mel's throat and he looked away, staring at the floor. Did he even have a heart still? He wondered some days as he soared through the clouds. The loneliness ate into him at those times, making his heart feel hollow and dead. But someone to keep it safe? He felt the tear sneak from his eye and run down one perfectly taut cheek. He felt an arm go round his shoulder and allowed the perp to pull him closer as the tears came streaming down. It didn't take long to get himself under control. Once he had, he scrubbed his face dry and sat up. The perp cleared his throat.
Well, look, I've got to go.
Where are you going?
I got to call Lucinda, man. I got to stop all this and get her back.
Mindmeld smiled. It felt good, like flying never did.
That's good, really. That's great.
The perp nodded and patted him on the back.
Yeah, man. Thanks, like.
You're welcome. There was a long, awkward silence, during which Mindmeld waited for the man to walk away, and the man just stared at him. Finally, he cleared his throat.
Look, I know it's weird, but if you want to go for a pint sometime, just give me a shout, right?
Mind Mel gripped the bench and bit the inside of his mouth. That would be nice.
All right. Well then.
The perp nodded and strolled away. Mind Mel watched him go, rubbing his chest where his heart threatened to swell and burst through his ribcage. As it slowed, he grinned again, put his feet flat on the floor, and shot into the sky.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, you can find more at cairnswrites.com and come back in a week for the next episode. You can also find me on Pinterest, Facebook, Goodreads and Twitter, or email me at michael@cairnswrites.com.